You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
What do you think the Oakland A's total payroll for this?
$41 million.
45.5. God, they better hope that the stadium's built in a month so they can move to Vegas.
Here we go. Buddy, RJ played the but I'm bumps. And you chime in. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Good.
A's are officially moving to Las Vegas.
When is that?
It's only just been voted on.
Well, they have to build the stadium still.
Yeah, they got
to
build a stadium, Dave.
Tomorrow.
I don't want to be here.
This DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I guess it's so stupid, though. I was like, when is it going to be built? Oh, look, I can't believe he has. When is it going to be built?
On 98.7 ESPN.
I've never felt more vindicated in my life. The original audio was me just saying, when is that? You're like, I mean, they got to build a stadium. Thanks, guys.
I was just voted on, though.
But I wasn't saying, did they break ground? Like, how many luxury suites are they going to be? I was just saying, like, what kind of time frame is it? You're like, and you guys just unleashed on me.
Well, how would we, the question I would ask you is, how would we know?
But they might have said, like, they figure about 5 years before the stadium is built and we're ready to go. I wasn't saying, can they build a stadium, a pop-up stadium?
I think it's probably, I mean, once it was passed, and they still haven't figured it out, they would have a spot, and then once the stadium was built, that they would move.
Yeah, so I never told you this.
Obviously, once the stadium is built, they're going to move.
I never told you this. When I went to the Niners game out in California and I stopped in Vegas in October, stadium's like 90% done. They're just going to lay some grass, some sod.
See, I don't even understand what's actually funny here.
That it makes you so mad.
So it's just the fact that it annoys me.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
Because if you listen to the audio, there's nothing wrong with my question.
They got to stripe the parking lot, too.
When's this going to happen? And then you guys just lost it up. When's this going to happen? Oh, my God, Dave. I mean, they have to build the stadium. Thanks, guys. I know they have to build the stadium.
The other problem was is that they had initially had stools in the clubhouse and then recognized that the Chiefs hated them. So they went to they're waiting for the actual seats to come in. For the players.
You know what I didn't see?
You know how much of the show I'm going to listen to next week, really? like if you take every day and add it together, none. That's a zero. Not a second of it. That's how much.
That's going to be tough because you're back Friday.
Yeah, well, I won't listen, though.
Still not listening.
No, I'll speak, but I won't listen to what's being said.
Oh, that's sad.
You see, next week will be like the week. Then you'll be like, man, we should treat him nicer.
So you think Grasso stays?
I hope Grasso gets into like one of his Homer Simpson, you know, anecdotes and starts doing his impression of Homer. And you guys are like, you know what? We shouldn't have given Dave a hard time for the whole
story. Uh-huh.
I wonder if we get Grasso to do a Dave Rothenberg impression.
I'm sure he's got one.
Yeah.
I still can't believe the Pistorius one. I mean, that's wild.
Yeah, well. Believe it. It happened.
You had no control of him.
Tell
me, somebody's in the loo. Better see who it is.
Oh, I mean, that's just...
Wait till
next
real
week.
Comfortable. I mean, he's like a wild animal that you try to cage.
Doc, I got some worms in the place. You don't want to have the worms.
Now you open up the cage and he goes crazy.
You put him on morning radio, and it's just a different guy.
It's a different guy. Here's a question for you. How many voices do you think you're going to get next week?
50.
I mean, this is going to be a lot, right?
You on
Elmo
some drugs.
Elmo don't want to pay $7 for water. That's too much money.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 4 days. Yeah.
You on some drugs. Y'all need to get tested. That's what I think you need to do.
I would say on that. Raymond, what do you think on average? How many voices a show? Probably five?
Five, yeah.
He said the over under good, 3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at a good 20 to 30.
Yay, pitch clock.
So what do you think, like 20 and a half? Vegas has got a 20 and a half? the over-under for voices?
Tour, listen, this is how here y'all want to do it.
I mean, the guy's probably done the show, what, like a couple of weeks, and you have a full page of different voices he's done already?
At least a full page. I did a show with him for a week, I think, and he was my intestinal worms for a day. He was.
Well, so let me ask you this, because you listen to Grasso when he does his show solo, weeknight 6:30 to 9, and then the Saturday morning vehicle 9 to noon. When he's by himself, is he a big voice guy, or is this something that we get to enjoy on our show solely?
No, I don't think I don't really listen to every minute of his shows, but I'm in the car, I listen to it. I don't.
But I've never heard him like on his own show.
No.
Like,
so let me tell you about this.
No, I don't.
You think they're too hot to be at Sesame Place all day?
Yeah, I didn't think he had this in him.
I mean, so he does his own show. He's I'm Dan Grasso. He does our show. Now he's Frank Caliendo. Is that
I'm
right?
I'm hearing a lot of stuff that the Falcons are going heavy after Belichick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He'll give you the Gracios, but that's it.
No, it's Grasso us.
Whatever it is.
Uh-huh. It's a really well-named position segment.
It's probably your favorite segment.
All right. Do you remember yesterday when Black Belt Mark called?
Yeah, you loved him.
I loved him. I heard from a couple people yesterday away from the show that they're like, boy, was he the most interesting man in the world? Like that, he felt like he was the Dos Equis guy, is what the life that he's lived.
Yeah, but very rarely do we have someone that calls in that's done, I mean, that you allow to just give you like the full resume, like, and just, and he's.
Well, I thought the resume, I mean, most people don't want to call with their full resume, but the resume was so good that I couldn't stop him.
Right, he's done.
I wanted more.
Is he back?
He's back. Black Belt Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. As promised, I'm going to call you almost every day if I can get through. Rick, I love you. Thank you for your perspective as an elite former athlete, which is so important to this show. I want to shout out to the company. Oh. But Dave, you are my role model. As yep. a sports fan,
that's
which
right.
let us not forget is short for fanatic. And I have a 1986 Mets World Series story, and I would like you to comment on
you're
me
the
as a man,
fan. That parachuted in onto the field.
I wish I was, but my oldest friend in the world was getting married that day to someone who was also a good friend, a fellow member of a theater company I'd been in. But it was game six of the Mets in the World Series. I was right. constantly checking my watch. And as soon as the reception started, my dear friend gave me the key to the honeymoon suite, and I went up to watch the game instead of being at the reception. And as the game proceeded, more and more people joined me, and they were all Red Sox fans.
Oh.
They were mercilessly taunting me until Mookie, Bill Buckner, and I was screaming, "You clone it too soon! You clone it too soon!" Dave, do you think yes. I handled this situation as well as you might have?
I wouldn't have been able to do that, actually. And thanks for the call, Mark, and have a great weekend. We look forward to you being a show regular now. There's no way I could ever watch a game of that magnitude with a fan base of the other fans, of the other team. There's no way I could do that.
Yeah, but he had no choice. They just made their way
I mean,
up.
It was game six of the World Series. I'm sure he could have left the hotel suite and found a different TV that was showing the game.
Yeah, but he's in a beautiful honeymoon suite.
Yeah, but you don't have to be there. I mean, probably is it a beautiful honeymoon suite when in fact it's laden with Red Sox fans?
It would be tough. It would be tough. It also could be fun though, going back and forth.
Not
why?
Like regular season game maybe fun. Early postseason game, yeah, that's cute. Game six of the 86 World Series, I don't want to watch with the opposing fan base.
What, are you soft?
Well, I wouldn't want it because I don't think
I can. Back and forth is nice once in a while.
No, I don't think I could control myself. Raymond, you're an ardent fan. Cowboys NFC ardent. Championship game. You're in a hotel room or in an apartment or whatever, and there's the other fan bases there. You don't want that, right?
I don't want to share the same space as them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get to taunt them when you win.
I'm not going out of my way to taunt people. If they're in my face and they give me reason to taunt them, okay, that's something. But
right, but that's the beauty of this, though, is he didn't choose to do this. He was up in the honeymoon
right.
suite by himself.
Right.
They joined him, and now he has the opportunity to really rub it in.
This is, you know, this is who we're talking about here.
And then maybe have a big fight.
That's what you want. Or an orgy.
Yeah.
On their wedding night. They walk into the honeymoon suite.
One or the other.
Walk into the honeymoon suite and Caligula is taking place now. That's great.
Yeah, the throws of passion because you celebrate. Well,
listen,
I could direct it. Listen,
I was going to say, get out your camera.
And Stephen, get me some light there on her legs.
I would be an elite porn director.
Yeah.
Where's Dave? He's adjusting the lighting.
Yeah. No.
It's too dark in here.
Moan like Bulbous. You mean it.
Would you have Jake with his little tiny camera come in to film it?
You know, the video he takes, though, from that little tiny, what looks to me as if it's a still photo camera is pretty remarkable.
Why doesn't he just use an iPhone?
Listen, these are questions well beyond my pay grade.
Doesn't that seem better?
I don't know. But the video that he puts out is nice video.
No, I know, but he's got to walk around with the camera on. Couldn't you get a similar video quality with the iPhone? I would think.
So we have now become like a drug show.
Why?
Corey emails in. He says, every morning I wake up and I get really high. Then I consume your show. Maybe it's the weed, but the Grasso voice drops literally have me rolling on the floor. I love you guys. Keep doing what you do, and thanks for being a part of my life for years and for many more years to come. Bulbous.
You think Mad Dog does a gummy before he does his radio show?
Stay off the weed.
I don't know this obviously, but I wouldn't think so because no. I would think Mad Dog on gummies is a Mad Dog that should probably be behind closed doors.
I'd love to see that. I love it.
I'd like to see you do gummies.
Why?
Because I think that you would lose your inhibitions a little bit, and I think that would be fun.
How could I, of all people, haven't I already lost my inhibitions? Well, what other inhibitions?
That's the treacherous slope here that you now walk down, is that you losing your inhibitions could make it great or it could be completely off the rails.
It could be a disaster.
Have you ever done gummies?
No.
Me neither.
No, never tried it.
Is that so, like, would you try it?
And do a show on a gummy?
No, just like Cass says, on Saturday, we're at home, we're not going out, let's do gummies.
I don't know. I'm not a big drug guy.
Yeah, I don't really do that kind of
stuff. If someone told me that, hey, take this gummy and you won't have so much anxiety making your Major League Baseball picks, then I would consider it.
Well, next Friday are our Major League Baseball picks.
Yeah, like you just breeze through the picks, no worries. Maybe.
I think it could be good for you, actually.
You think?
Well, you start like every morning, 5:55, you pop a gummy. Maybe two. By the time you get to 6:30, you're like, yeah.
I'm sleeping.
I'll take the Padres to win the West, and if they don't, that's fine.
No, who cares?
No big deal. AL East, give me the Yankees. I think they stay healthy, and if they don't, you know. Well, can I have those Cheetos? Like, I think it would be a nice version of you.
Yeah, but how upset would the people in the cafeteria and at Starbucks be that I wasn't peppering them with questions when I went down there to pick up breakfast?
I think they'd love it because you'd be like, listen, I got eggs, I got bacon, I got toast, I got hash browns. Is there anything else? Give me bananas, I want apples, I want a fruit medley, give me the parfait. Like, you would now want everything.
Yeah, probably.
Right? Raymond, do you think that we become a gummy show?
I think we could be well on our way if you get Rick started.
Yeah. RJ, is that
you've got
concern?
To partake as well. That's the thing. You've got to partake.
RJ, should we start to do gummies before the show? Where's RJ?
Probably on the phone.
you can hear the... you can hear what's going on.
Because I waited for him to screen the call that he was on. I didn't realize he was going to now go to more. I thought then he would...
No, he wasn't going to more. He had input the info that he wanted to put, and he had... unfortunately, the guy would not let him put him on hold.
What was that noise he made?
RJ trying to get the guy to shut up and go on hold.
So he's like, all right, listen, Steve. I'm going to put you on hold, Steve! That's what that was?
And sometimes it goes on for quite a while.
Art, did you hear the question, RJ?
About gummies.
Yeah, should we start doing gummies before the show?
I don't know. Is there something in your contract that
nothing
says you can't?
Nope.
So if you just come in...
Now, nothing in my contract says I can't be drunk leading into the show either. So I don't know that they really have every stipulation in there.
Do you think this is one of the things where we're better off just asking for forgiveness rather than permission?
Ooh.
Like you just go ahead
We've already talked about it,
the problem is you've already put it out there.
So you got to do it right now. You got to do it right now, then.
before I don't have them, though.
Who's giving who the gummies?
Have somebody run the gummies to you. You'll be fine.
Before John hears this and reaches out, like, you gotta go down right now.
And the fact that John hasn't texted yet, it tells me you're safe.
Yeah, aren't gummies legal?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta head down right now in this break. To the nearest
to the delis, right?
You'll be fine.
Purchase legally. Maybe you can even expense it.
Did you say deli?
You know, delis sell gummies.
Yeah,
no, gummy bears.
Listen, I'm not
trying to out anybody here, but I feel like you could walk into any bodega and get yourself a little something.
I wouldn't even know where to go get it. Do they have, like, special dispensary stores that sell gummies?
Have you been in the city lately? There's smoke shops everywhere.
I thought you were going to ask if they have specials.
Specials? Listen, I don't want to pay $9.99 for these gummies. I'll give you $4.99. So now we're going to beat up on Dave because he's not familiar with the drug trades like you guys.
Anything on sale this week?
Well, yeah. What are you trying to get rid of? Blueberry flavor?
What are you trying to get rid of?
Yeah. Anything that it's kind of past the date, but it's still good.
No, we know you're all about that.
Yeah, it was like RJ's gift basket you sent to me.
Is more appropriate to beat me up over than the other stuff.
I think it's time. This commercial break, head right out there and see what you can get.
Sosh tweets in, Rick should start with a THC beverage. Very low dose, doesn't feel like a zombie. Slightly takes the edge off. Her mom, anxious as they come, never tried gummies or anything like that, loves the beverage, tastes just like seltzer.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I'm at that point yet. I'm not sure.
I think it would be good.
I'm not doing it by myself.
Well, you and RJ will do your gummies.
No, you'd have to do it too.
Well, I'm not a drug guy.
Well, neither am I. Do you have any specials?
Yeah.
If I buy this, if I get this this tuna sandwich, are we throwing some gummies?
If I buy a tuna on rye, do I get gummies thrown in for free?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
DNR pregame party. Oh, it's back. We're heading out to Publicans. Nice spot, Manhasset, Long Island. Thursday, May the 2nd. Then we're riding together the LIRR to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of the Mets and the Cubs before we walk into Citi Field at 1:10. We'll all be sitting together in unison in section 129. That's Thursday, May the 2nd at Publicans, again in Manhasset, and then right to Citi Field we go. We'll see you all there. You know, this is not when we give away tickets sometimes. It's like, you know, August 23rd. This event is like 5 weeks away.
Yeah, 5 weeks away. I mean, we got that, and then we follow that right up with the pickleball.
That's right. That's quite the week for us in the show.
Quite the week.
But I don't want you to lose your focus and your composure.
What do you mean? At the pregame party?
You're so good at the tailgate or at the pregame party, whatever you want to call it, that we go into the pickleball and you've given everything you have.
No, don't worry about that. I'm going to give it my all on Thursday, but I got plenty of time to bounce back.
Okay.
See, that's the beauty about it. So what people need to understand, and this, I'm not speaking to the people that showed up last year and are always there to support us. For the people that are listening, they're like, should I go to this event? This is not like a, hey, get a chance to, see Rick and Dave and just, take a picture from afar.
You spend time with us.
It's the whole day.
It's the whole day. It's so much fun. Like, there are radio shows that go out. They do their show from a venue, and then they leave. That's the opposite of what this is. The show is the appetizer to the main course and then the dessert. So it's a beautiful day.
All right. This is, from soup to nuts.
Yeah.
Publicans, great. Food there, great. Drinks there, great. We'll have you got the Live Thursday open. You're going to get 4 hours of great radio. Lots of laughs. I'll be out and about during the show saying hi to everybody.
RJ, do you have a talk with him before the show saying, like, Rick, maybe don't leave Dave alone for a large amount of the show?
I think that's baked into why we do this, though. I think it's just understood. It's like
maybe, you know what, then? Then maybe Dave wanders.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe one segment, I'm like, hey, Pete, how you doing? And I get up and I put my headphones down and I leave. Why do I always have to be the adult on the show?
That's who you are. That's what you are.
But I'm not an adult.
In this scenario, you are.
I don't want to be an adult.
I typically would tend to agree with you when you say that. But in this situation, he's like Travis Kelce when he doesn't have to run the route. I think they bake that into live events. They're like, Rick, go be you. And they give him full leeway.
So, Rick, go be you. Do whatever you want, Dave. You sit here and you don't leave so that if Rick is wandering around.
No. Because in RJ's analogy, you're Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, he can't just up and leave. He's the one that's going to run the play. I, now, because we're so in tune with each other,
right,
have an idea what you want to do, and then I kind of do my own thing.
Here's what I'd like. I'll even verbalize what I'd like. I'd like you to be there to do the show with me and not gallivanting with the masses during the show.
I can't make promises.
Great. RJ, will you be live at the show at Publicans?
I will be in this very seat I'm in right now. But great. I will be there shortly after. I will meet you.
I don't like that.
Well, you want him with us at Publicans, right?
Yeah, I want him by my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd both like to be there. But we have to be here and do behind-the-scenes button pushing.
Yeah, but why can't we for one day work it out where we have two other people? Bauer's very good. I mean, but he's accomplished. Why don't we have two other people
here's what I will say.
Station.
You're asking the wrong people those questions.
Well, I'm asking because he's listening.
But RJ, or one of them, it doesn't even matter who, but RJ could, in theory, produce the show on location.
All right, but why would you want just one of us?
Right. No, I would love you both to be there. But my point is, Ray, you can't do your job from not being in the control room, is my point.
You know, maybe we do. Maybe Bauer comes in for Ray, and Ray's the one out there. What do you think about that?
I would love either of you guys to be out there. I'd love
both of you to be out there.
No, it's a package deal. You don't get one. You get both or none.
I'm going to ask today.
Bring it up in the next meeting.
No, because that's going to be that won't be for Dave's off this week.
Oh, yeah, no meeting next week.
Right.
Well, I think you guys should go on with
shame.
The meeting.
No, we can't. How can we go on with the meeting without you?
Here's what you do. You have the meeting. You write the cliff notes on a napkin, and you give them to me when I return next Friday.
You know what's amazing, though, about technology?
What?
Is if we set up
a Zoom.
Yeah, you just you just jump right in. Yeah.
I guess in theory I could.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I won't be. That won't be happening.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm going to be at Disney. I'm going to be with Mickey. John wouldn't want to interrupt my time with Mickey Mouse.
Quite the opposite. John would want to see what Mickey's up to, touch base.
Yeah, John would be like, put Mickey on the Zoom.
Let me talk to him.
Yeah, that's what he would want. All right, let's go to Al in Schenectady. Hi, Al, you're on 98.7. Hello? Uh-oh.
Hello?
That was not good.
No, that was the boop. You never want to hear the boop.
No, the boop means that bad things are in the process of happening. All right. So Omar in Brooklyn, who called last time, we gave him a shot clock, and I think that's the way to go with him. He's confused why he has a shot clock. Omar in Brooklyn. Good morning, Omar.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Why good. I have a shot clock, right?
All right. Well,
so I'm an NBA fan. That's why you want to put a shot clock. I don't have any other caller who has a shot clock. Why
is
that?
I'll tell you what.
Rick is going to explain that. You're defining
why. And I'll explain it to you if you'd hang on a second. You are unbelievably long-winded. And if not stopped, could potentially go on for 4 to 7 to even 10 minutes. We don't have that kind of time. We like you. We want your points to be made on air in a very timely manner. Does that make sense?
That's why, Dave, you are the perfect co-host and a perfect Rick is your perfect partner. The celebrity athlete, the handsome guy, the hard nose ball that he wants to stick it in the hard ball. That's why the Knicks play hard ball, and they are the hard nose players, right? And when you play hard nose ball, and when you got out rebounded, they said they are the toughest team, right? Yesterday, I understand. Listen, don't take me wrong all the time. I, like you guys, am a Knicks fan. I want them to win. But if I put a little bit, listen, I have seen a lot. I have seen Game 7. I have seen Charles Smith. I have not seen a championship. None of my team. 1986, I have not seen Mets win a championship. So I haven't seen. Rangers, I have seen. But I was not a big Rangers fan at that time because I played field hockey. I never played ice hockey.
Wait, where's the shot clock?
So let me ask you. So I want them to win championship. I don't want no close games and close loss. Great season. Oh, that was a great season. Oh, we are very close. I have this already with Patrick Ewing, Alan Houston, all this. I want championship. Championship. Wait, that's it.
Omar. Oh, my God. Where's my shot clock? Omar, we all want a championship. You don't call for weeks on end. They're winning games. They're fighting. They're scrapping. They're finding ways to beat Golden State and Sacramento in really terrific wins. And the one day you call is after a loss to the best team in the NBA when you're shorthanded at the end of a long road trip?
Yeah, that is another like consolation prize that I mean. Oh, because it's the last game of the road trip, because Denver lost in their East Coast trip in the last game. Look, they got thrashed. So the Knicks have a 3-0 lead, 3-0 West Coast trip. So it's okay to lose. It's okay to lose. You become from 4 seed to 5 seed, and now you have 6-hour, 8-hour travel, and you always know that Thibodeau team Saturday afternoon doesn't show up. They don't even wake up. So you know there is Brooklyn Nets are going to be getting that will be their championship game if they beat the Knicks and make them a one game behind.
Be serious, Omar. And I gotta go. The shot clock has long expired.
The shot clock expired 5 times.
Yeah, it was like a pre-show. It was like the Dean Smith four
and,
quarters.
And for the record, the shot clock will live every time Omar calls in again.
I mean, you can't be serious that that's your take on this. That he's freaking out over that loss last night to Denver. What?
Hey, Rick's a hard nose ball.
He's a hard nose ball, hard body, like I've said.
Listen, I enjoyed the call.
Alan,
I'm sure you did. You with the hard nose ball.
Yeah, he's a hard nose ball. All right, let's break. We'll come back. We have a. I got to think what roast I'm going to go.
Oh my! You're so ill prepared for the show.
What does that mean?
It disgusts me.
No. I could choose. It's like I have tentacles. I can choose from any of my roasting tentacles. And the nice thing is, it'll never be as bad as the one RJ had about the bean that one time.
See, but you kind of revealed without knowing that you did not have a grasp on it, as you like to say, just a little over your head, I think.
Have you seen his tentacles?
Yeah, tentacles.
What do you mean, didn't have a grasp of what? Did the roast
sneak up on you?
The handsome guy, the hard nose ball.
No, because I had a Jeopardy roast I could go with.
Ooh,
I had
that's nice.
A college basketball or just basketball in general roast I could come up with.
Oh, why don't you do two quick roasts?
Two quick roasts?
Yeah.
All right.
Double roast.
All right. You know what? That's what I'm going to. You know what? I bet you have a double oven, don't you?
Of course I got a double oven.
Yeah. I'm going to double oven roast this thing. Two quick. And for RJ, two mini roasts is what I'm going to do.
Oh,
what?
My goodness.
What?
There's clearly some tension between you two today, and I don't like it.
No. Why would there be tension?
It's combative today.
All right, so explain to people about the roast, would you?
The roast. It is one of my favorite segments. So you pick up your phone, you call 1-800-919-3776, and anything you got in your mind. Doesn't have to be sports. RJ roasted a bean. Santi pretty much takes on any giant corporation there is, Apple, the NFL, you name it. He'll take it on. That you feel like is going to, you know, not allow you to have the best weekend you could have because it's stressing you out. It's making you upset. So you call us, tell us about it, roast the hell out of it. And by the time you're done with your phone call, you're going to feel so freed up.
Yep.
So it's going to set you into the weekend feeling great.
That's nice. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We'll do the morning roast, and we have some Mel Kiperstan to listen to on the NFL draft, which is less than 5 weeks away. We got all of it on the way, 98.7 ESPN. Now jump into spring at Mercedes-Benz in New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on C, E, and GLC class vehicles. American Express cardholders, well, they can take advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everyone. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz in New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you have trusted since way back in 1968.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rick calls me, I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. Calls me, immediate answer. Immediate answer. Because I'm living the good life when it comes to answering your phone calls recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's night and day. It really is. I mean, the fact is, it's almost like you sense that I'm calling, and you know what it's about.
I sense you're calling when I see DiPietro on the caller ID.
No, but like two times ago, you knew the second we got that text message, phone was
I was like, yeah, he's going to be calling. But yesterday, or the day before, whenever it was, I get the call. I was like, yeah, let me grab this. So I grab the phone, and the first thing he says is, the whipped cream is out. So the whipped cream to Mel has, in fact, started the process to be delivered. Is that accurate?
No, it should be. I mean, it should have arrived yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
RJ, have you heard anything from Mel that he received the whipped cream and would love to come on as a guest?
I have not. And what's a little concerning is I reached out to him last weekend about coming on this week because I knew the mock was coming out.
Right.
Still never heard back.
I mean, come on.
Now...
And now he's sitting there eating fat-free whipped cream like nobody's business.
Yeah,
right.
Now, I do have it sourced that this was a big week for him to meet and talk with GMs around the league. So I can understand can't do it. I get it. And when he has a mock coming out, he gets sucked up all his time by television, which I get. But
You tune in later today and you hear 3:45 Mel's on the K Show.
I'd be crushed.
You'd be very upset.
Yes.
So if I come out with a mock, will I get sucked up?
Is that what you're looking for?
You guys want to do mocks? No, I can't do it. I can't commit to it.
Well, we used to once upon a time when I first joined you guys pick the top 10 Jets and Giants.
Oh, we got to do that this year.
I don't like it.
Well, of course, because anything fun that promotes the show that could take some mental energy, you don't want to do.
It's not even the mental energy. He's
the being wrong factor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. How about this? This? I'm going to commit right now. What's today?
Friday,
yep.
March 22nd.
Yep, in front of you guys, God and them boys. I'll do a top 10.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, you got the 6th pick. We got the 10th pick.
Right.
It would make sense to do a top 10 this year.
I like it. I love it. All right.
So, RJ, hold on one second. RJ, text.
You go ahead.
No. Text Mel today, because he should have got the whipped cream yesterday, and I had this thing packaged. Like, I had it all so it would, like, I stuff around it so it wouldn't be messed up on delivery. Like, this thing was nice. I bet he gets right back to you.
Today or tomorrow, I will reach out.
You don't want to text him on a Saturday.
Text him today.
Text him in the next half an hour and say, just making sure you got the whipped cream.
You don't think it's too early?
No.
He's the man's up early.
No. I don't know this to be true. I'm thinking Mel's like a four-hour night sleep guy.
I'm saying like 5:30, 6 o'clock, he rolls out of bed.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's always film on. Like, he's having his pumpkin pie and his whipped cream in the morning, and he's watching video of, like, you know, Caleb Williams and how quick his release is.
You guys, there's all soft outs.
Yeah, Mel is as good as they get. All right, so here is Mel. We've talked about this. What do the Jets do at 10? Do they take another offensive lineman? Do they take another receiver? And the guy that started to gain some momentum is a guy that you find to be quite sexy. And you know who it is?
Brock Bowers.
That's right. Here is Mel from his first draft podcast saying, right now, pick for the Jets, number 10, Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers is a 6th, 7th best player on my board. We're at 10. I'm taking Brock Bowers. I will take an offensive lineman at some point as an insurance policy down the line. Okay, you can find those interior guys. Barrett Tucker can flip back outside if you have to, right? So you have some versatility there with him where you can get to the 3rd, 4th round and maybe find one of those guys. If Bowers is there, based on what I've seen and what I know and how I feel about Bowers, that's my pick.
Jets are in a nice spot, Rick. They really are.
You're absolutely right. And Joe Douglas has done a really good job. And I think there's got to be a strong chance that Bakhtiari ends up with the Jets now.
I would think so, because they're not going to get a lot of money. Aaron's his guy. They need another offensive lineman. Like, all the boxes that need to be checked are checked in what you need if you're the Jets and what Bakhtiari is probably looking for. I imagine he wants to win. I imagine he wants to be a guy that doesn't – maybe he wants to play all the time. I don't know. But he wants to get into the games. If he gets hurt, there's going to be reserves that they'll be okay regardless. Aaron's his boy. I mean, what more could you want if you're Bakhtiari?
Right. And now, I guess, I mean, after this last surgery, it feels like he's like they finally fixed the issue. So, I mean, he can be back to being healthy. I don't know what that means, like how healthy he actually is going to be. But yeah, like, you're going to need depth at that position. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone always gets hurt. The one thing I would say about Mel, AVT can slide out to tackle, but I don't want to do that to him again.
Well, he also doesn't want that.
Right. He doesn't want that. He's been he's very important to this line. You know how good he is when he's healthy. Let's keep him at guard. There's other options out there. But I think the biggest thing for us now is, with the addition of Mike Williams too, is we're sitting there at 10, and if Mel's telling you he's the 6th player on, you know, 6th best player on his board, you get a chance to take him at 10. That's great. I mean, there's great value there. There's also, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some thought, maybe we trade back. You know, because they can do that too.
I mean, you could trade back. You could acquire a second-round pick. You could take buy. Like, there's so many ways that the Jets could go that you'd say it's what they needed. Bowers, what they needed. Another wide receiver, if one of those three happens to somehow be available, it's what they needed. Offensive lineman, it's what they needed. Trade back and get another pick or two, it's what they needed. There's no wrong way if you're Joe Douglas.
No, there absolutely isn't, which is, I think, what you want to do when you get to the draft, because you don't want to just – you don't have to draft for need. You don't want to be forced to make a pick that, you know, it could potentially be a reach.
So Tyron Smith spoke to Jets.com yesterday, and he's the Jets' new left tackle. This is exciting for you. You know how high he thinks the ceiling is? You know what he thinks the potential of this team happens to be?
I'm hoping he says Super Bowl.
He says we can win the whole darn thing. Here he is.
I saw, you know, what they can do as far as the team is, and everybody wants to win as any other team does. But I just feel like they have all the pieces together right now, and they can, you know, the final pieces in this offseason, a team that could, you know, could go all the way. You know, I've played against Aaron throughout my career a couple times, and you know, I know what kind of quarterback he is. I know what he can do. If you just give him a little bit of time, I'm just here, you know, do our best to give him that time.
I know that people are going to say, I don't want to think about going all the way, and it's so difficult, and it scares me and all that. I would just say embrace it, because when we get to August, September, and into the season, that's going to be the conversation. Not, can the Jets get in? The Jets better get in. Not, can the Jets win a playoff game? They better win a playoff game. Can the Jets win the whole darn thing? That's your question.
Right. Well, because this is not. I mean, this is not going to be one of those slow burns. They can't afford to have it. Has to happen.
You can't. Like, you know, when a team goes 9-8, and then the next year they get in and lose in the first round, and then the year following they get in and they lose in the championship game, and then the fourth year they win the whole thing. You can't have that if you're the Jets. That doesn't exist if you're the Jets.
No, this whole thing has to. I mean, this whole thing is sped up just because of the uncertainty with Aaron at his age, how long he wants to play. But it's funny, there is this, like, listen to all these guys talk about Aaron. Like, there's this mystique around Aaron, right? Like, it's just like he has how he's viewed by players in the NFL and how good he is. Like, he has this, like, and I know he's polarizing, and I know people. I mean, some people like him. There's a lot of people that don't like him, and you know all the stuff that he's into and the ayahuasca and how he feels about vaccines and everything else. But as far as just strictly on the field talent and what he's capable of doing.
No, there's no debating that. And you're right when you say that, because I feel like off the field, he's becoming more unliked around, like, you know, non-football circles. But I feel like on the field and in the locker room, guys adore Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Like, even if you look at some of that stuff that I was telling you about with his trip down to Costa Rica. I mean, Von Miller was on that trip with him. Poyer was on that trip with him. Like, I mean, he's well respected around the league by the players. And that, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. He doesn't care, you know, if people outside of football circles
clearly
don't like him.
Clearly. More from Tyron Smith, Jets.com. How is he feeling physically?
Physically, I feel great coming off the season last year with no injury. I could go full tilt for offseason. And honestly, you know, wherever we decide to come up with a program for here and in New York, that's what we decide. But it's not going to be always to be the same. So, you know, we'll sit down and come up with a plan for ourselves, what's best for the, you know, for me and the team.
If they're remotely smart, I mean, you connect the dots. He didn't practice last year. He had his healthiest season he's had in years. He's probably a Hall of Fame left tackle. I don't think he needs to practice a lot. You can't trot him out there 2-3-4 days a week practicing with this club.
No. Well, I mean, it's the only thing I'll say that concerns me a little bit is just the lack of. So they asked him which teams are interested, and it was Dallas and the Jets. I mean, that's a little concerning.
That nobody else wanted him?
That no one else wanted him? Like, what do they know?
What worried me, too, is why did Dallas not bring him back?
Well, I think that at least Dallas has an excuse not to bring him back because they want to go younger at that position. They feel like they have an option at that position. What concerns me is that there's plenty of teams that need.
There were not teams lined up for him.
Right, especially with what he signed for. You know what I mean? It's not like he got this outrageous amount of money. He signed a one-year deal that's incentive laden.
But it's not right. It's a very team-friendly deal. But it's not like he wasn't really good last year. And it's not like he played 7 games last year. Like, you got a very good version of Tyron Smith last season.
No, listen, I'm with you. And, I mean, if they really, truly came up with this plan that works for him and it allows him to stay healthy, because what he said is also important. The biggest problem with injuries is when you go into an offseason and you're rehabbing an injury, it's hard to make the gains that you're trying to make sure that you're ready to have you're always trying to have a better season, right? Like, that's the whole point of the offseason. There's certain things I want to improve on. It's hard to do that when you're rehabbing from an injury because the whole focus is just rehabbing the injury. So you're not doing all those extra things that you normally would be doing to get yourself better during an offseason.
So I don't even remember who it is because I read so much stuff, but it was like a legitimate entity said that the Giants were actually interested. I think it was Benjamin Albright. Somebody tweeted it, and Benjamin Albright from out in Denver, who's legit, said, yes, this is exactly true, that the Giants were actually interested in Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I saw that. I read the same thing.
But they realized that there's no chance of them getting him. So, again, I don't know if it's subterfuge thrown out there, there's legitimacy, but it was from a legitimate entity, so I wanted to bring it up. But that leads me to this, and that is Cardinals GM Monte Ossenfort, who says they're very open, very willing to trade the number 4 overall pick.
Yeah, which was one of the teams that you heard mentioned with Minnesota. Like, why would Minnesota make this move without knowing? A lot of people pointed to that Arizona pick as kind of maybe there was already a deal somewhat in place, or the parameters of a deal that Minnesota could get up to 4 and get over the Giants.
So you know what I find to be a little confounding?
What?
Like, did you not think I was leading to throw 2 audio right there?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did RJ, it didn't occur to you that I was throwing to the Austin Fort audio right there?
It occurred to both of us back here.
Okay. But, okay.
You know, we knew it was here.
Right.
Rick didn't know that. Rick didn't know that.
No. I'm not blaming Rick, but I'm saying, like, there was a space and there was a pause. And in that paused moment, I thought you guys were going to play the Austin Fort audio. And then Rick just jumped in. But he didn't jump in seamlessly. There was a brief pause. Now I will announce it to the world. We will now hear from the Cardinals GM about being very willing to deal the fourth pick.
There'll be a big neon sign that says open, and I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes, but yeah, we're always going to be listening.
So that's interesting.
Well, here's the thing I find interesting with you and how you set up the sound.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily tease what might be said. You actually said what's going to be said, and then we're just hearing the person that said it repeat it.
Well, so what's wrong with that?
Well, no, I'll be like, yo, listen to what the GM of the Arizona Cardinals
it so vague that nobody knows I'm going to it.
Well, no, but
I'll just make it vague. I'll be like,
RJ.
Hey, you know what I'll just do for now?
RJ.
I'll say the name.
No, RJ.
I'll say Monty Austin Fort.
RJ.
And then just, you guys, that's
no,
nice.
No.
That's
RJ.
Not, that's good.
RJ, what's more vague? What Dave did initially where he just says exactly what the guy's going to say and then just doesn't say anything and hopes that you play it, or listen to what the GM of the Arizona Cardinals said about the fourth overall pick, which is more vague.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
So typically, listen, we'll own that. I think what Dave typically does is take those nonverbals like that. We're usually right on the same page.
I'm the quarterback. You're the receiver. I make eye contact. I see you have an attractive matchup. I'm going to throw to you on this play.
Yep. So listen, we'll own that back here.
Jalen Brunson.
No,
I didn't play the Jalen audio. Brunson. How could they not have picked up on those keys?
Definitely building block, but you're only as good as your last game. So we got to go back and just regroup and get ready for Brooklyn. But definitely a successful road trip. But maybe you can still learn.
That's nice. That was Mitchell RJ, Robinson.
Answer the question. What was more vague? How Dave did it or how I was going to do it?
Yeah, Dave's not going to like the response.
I want the response.
Yeah,
come on.
I think sometimes Dave's way could it could be a little, you know.
What?
It's like a fork in the road. It's like, do we put the audio there?
I'll fork in the road, you.
I don't think I like that. I don't even know
that's an HR call right there.
Yeah, I don't even know what it means, but I don't think I like it.
Well, you know what? You're gonna have to live with it now. Mitchell Robinson.
Hey man, whatever for the help the team. I'm down for whatever.
What can you bring to that second unit?
Same thing I had in the first. Offensive rebounds, you know, screen setting, rolling, pressure on the rim.
Smooth.
That's great. This is the new way I'll do it. I'll just throw out a name and you guys will play.
Yeah, I'd prefer that you not.
No, sorry. That's what you want. That's what you get.
Now let's go back to the old way where you just actually, you say exactly what the person is going to say and then let him repeat it.
Well, the actual slug in that one was any possibility of coming off the bench. I think that's nice. So I ask that question and he gives the answer.
Yeah, well, that's different than repeating what how you would normally
that's
do it.
That's not what you did with Monty Austin Fort. That's not what you did.
Thank you.
Could you imagine Dave at the podium after a game? There's an interception he threw. It's like, here, has anyone got a whiteboard? Let me show you what my receiver was supposed to be doing.
Right.
Right here.
It's going to bury. It's the den of honesty.
Good. You know what? It's perfect that it's the morning roast coming up. It is perfect. Because I could take the three of you make a roast stew.
You wouldn't have any idea how to make a roast stew.
Is there such a thing as a roast stew?
No, you put a roast in the stew and a beef stew.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. No, it's just not worth it. Cooking is not worth it, time-wise.
It is worth it. The food's delicious.
It's not for me. You can't say it's worth it for me. For me to spend like 2 hours to cook and eat in 10 minutes does not make sense to me.
Watching somebody else enjoy the food that you spent all that time making is nice.
You know what else
experience.
Is nice? Being the person that watches sports and then has the food made and then you eat that, that's nice.
You're so lazy.
Like last night, Sherry made burgers. I consumed two burgers.
No bun, of course.
But consumed two burgers, then got up, walked back into the TV room. That was nice.
No bun. Those are not burgers.
What do you mean not burgers?
It's ground beef.
You're eating beef patties.
But they're still burgers.
They're not burgers.
A burger is not defined by the bread.
If you can't eat it by hand, it's not a burger.
Well, I could have juggled it up into my mouth, but I chose to use a fork. What are you
would you juggle it up to your mouth?
You ate a ground beef steak. That's what you ate.
I didn't eat a steak. I ate a burger.
How often do you juggle meat into your mouth?
Often. I'm a big meat juggler. What defines a burger? Is that what I have to Google here? RJ, if I had a bunless piece of meat, is that a burger?
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No.
It's a chopped steak. Is what it is.
Yeah, you had some meat.
Yeah, you had meat.
Or as you might say, you went in.
Well, I could have juggled it up into my mouth, but I chose to use a fork.
Yeah.
What burger? This is the Oxford Dictionary. Is a dish consisting of a round patty of ground beef or sometimes another savory ingredient. It says nothing about a bun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's like a burger patty.
It's a burger. The bun does not make the burger. The burger makes the bun.
No, it does not. If you order a hamburger or a cheeseburger at a restaurant, it's coming with a bun.
Yeah, if they come out with no bun, you're like, what is this?
Yeah, what is this?
Absolutely.
It's a slab of meat.
But have you never heard anybody, be honest now, order a burger with no bun?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Of course you have.
That's called a hamburger patty.
Oh, my God.
Not a hamburger.
No, I don't say, can I have a hamburger patty, please? I say, I'd like a burger with no bun.
Actually,
they both sound equally dumb. No,
you know what?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.